And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, and totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, Romans 3:11 provides an unequivocal indictment. An unequivocal indictment. Ouch. It's not a question nor an option, but a definitive proof that humans are not inherently good.
Oh, man made good. They're basically good.
Nope. Scripture states there is none righteous. No, not one. Apart from Jesus Christ, no person has lived a sinful life. In the King James, where it mentions that Job is perfect, it implies he was mature and complete, not sinless. Next, the indictment further clarifies that such people lack true peace and fear of God in their lives. Paul distinguishes between those who resist surrendering to God versus those who choose to bow with joy. And finally, as we dive into the next round of theology, Paul elucidates that the purpose of the law is to bring people to a position where they can no longer make excuses. The law makes it clear that all have failed. The reality is that the more we know and understand the law, the more we realize that we have failed God by disobeying the law. The law served as our tutor to bring us to Christ, and Christ is the answer.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Oy vey, oy oy. Remember, folks, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Just ask Jacob and I. We'll just tell you. Nope, not professional radio. But here's what we're doing. We're asking what you think. So you can email us during the show. That's cool. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show. So if you're in San Diego right now, just so you can know, it's 12:03. If you right now are in Denver, it's 1:03. If you're in Dallas, it's 2:03. If you're in Detroit, it's 3:03 right now at this moment. And you can text us. I was talking to Don. Tell him every once in a while I give the weather. I'm going to give the weather for all four cities at once. Ready? All four cities at once. Here's your weather. Ready? You have some. Okay, great. That's your weather. Traffic? Yes, there is traffic in your city. There you go. Two things that most people don't realize right there. Weather and traffic. Okay, so you can text us during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like sharing a cheat meal on your diet with your favorite person.
Thank you, David. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Isn't it fun to know that our show is never normal?
No, it isn't. That makes it fun, though.
Yeah, that does make it interesting. Yep. By the way, this week, our favorite little cheat meal. So it always changes, and then while I do this stuff together, it was just something a little different. But believe it or not, this week, we went with a dessert but a kind of not healthy, half healthy dessert. We did Cool Whip, and berries.
Mm. Okay.
Cool Whip and berries with a little bit of cake underneath the Cool Whip. Okay, just saying.
I'm laughing because yesterday when you hit the mic, that still makes me laugh. Talking about
that's
not
right.
Professional radio.
That I just want to say that was a great moment. My hands were flying all over the place. I hit the microphone. It swung halfway around on the stand. Leaving itself there for nobody. We do have fun, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right, here's the bottom line. The bottom line, folks, is if you want to, you can send an email. Like we said, david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483, or you can call us at 972-445-0770. And all of that is for a couple of different reasons. Maybe you have a prayer request. Well, what's great about that is God answers prayers. But faith is the vehicle by which he is chosen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of those who seek him. So taking your faith and my faith and Jacob's faith and everybody's faith and combining it gives us more faith. That's what it does. That's why when two or more agree upon anything, it shall be done. That's what it's talking about. So there is power in numbers. You got a prayer request? Awesome. Get it? All right. Additionally, if you have a praise report, phenomenal time to share a praise report. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. First of all, when you do share a praise report, it reinforces it in your own mind. It also blesses everybody who hears it because they know the Lord is active, and it brings honor and glory to the Lord. How important is that? That is everything. Additionally, maybe you've got a question, an opinion, a comment, a thought. Rosalyn was able to call in and share. We want you to be able to do that. Well, will they always go, take as much time? No. Sometimes they're really short. Sometimes they're long. Sometimes they're longer. But I don't know. We don't know. We just want to do what the Lord has set before us. So maybe you've got a joke, because I'm going to do jokes in a little bit. Maybe you got some history. I'm going to do that in a little bit. Maybe you've got a trivia question. We've got that for you right now. Here it is. Who is this person? Ready? I was the son of King David, and I built the temple for the Lord. Who am I? 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 11 through 13. 2 Samuel 12, 24. I was the son of King David, and I built the temple for the Lord. Who am I? Am I Solomon, Amnon, or Tamar? Which of those three? If you think you know the answer, by the way, all you got to do is give us a call. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So there are three ways to get in touch with us. The question is simply this. I was the son of King David. I built the temple for the Lord. Who am I? 1 Kings 6:11, 2 Samuel 12:24. Am I Solomon, Amnon, or Tamar? That is the question. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, which I think we do have somebody that is ready to answer the trivia question. So your time is getting short if you're going to answer it. So let's have that person reach out to us. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Stephen.
Hello, Stephen. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. I heard that Solomon said desserts are not supposed to be healthy.
Buzzing! Good job, brother! That's really good. Desserts are not supposed to be healthy. You know, I heard somebody say to me not that long ago, eat dessert first because you never know what's coming up. Do you remember that little saying right there?
I remember that.
That is exactly what Steven texted me the other day. Eat dessert first. You don't know what's coming. It's like, okay, that's a good idea. Yes, the answer is Solomon. You too. God bless you, brother. How fun. We just have so much fun. All right, let's do our DNA. We have to do DNA. It doesn't matter.
People are like, well, we got to do this.
No, we got to do DNA. Why? Because my teaching is sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes important, sometimes maybe not as important. But the DNA is entirely important. You understand? D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Every day. Every day. And I love that you listen to the show, and I appreciate you listening to the show. I appreciate that you guys give to the show. I do. But the bottom line is you need to spend time with God. And not time with God in, you know, in some kind of living it vicariously through somebody else. You need to spend time with God. You need to spend time in His Word. All right? God created the universe. The dude can write a book. And you need to spend time in prayer. Spending time quietly between you and the Lord. Now, quietly doesn't mean quietly as in you don't shout. It means quietly as in separated from everything and everybody except the Lord. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or His words. People are going to say, that's barbaric. That's archaic. You probably think the earth is square or it's something goofy. Just, you know, don't pay attention to that. Don't receive any of that. Stand firm in your absolute confidence of Jesus' words without reservation. Never be ashamed of Jesus or His words. Luke 9:26. That's the N. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or His words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. So the idea that, let me explain serving. So when people think of serving, they think often, and this is the imagery that comes in. I'm just going to say it. The imagery that comes in when people think they're always serving is you're going to a soup kitchen and you're using, you know, a ladle and you're pouring soup in a bowl for people. Now, number one, there is not anything wrong and there is everything right with that. That is just not the only form of serving. Serving can be in a conversation when you're in an Uber supposed to be going to school. Serving can be just praying for somebody. Serving can just be helping with groceries. Serving can be looking out for people. Serving can come across a multitude of platforms. It's the heart that's involved. The genuineness of your being to be ready to honor the Lord in whatever you think, say, or do. That's what it is to always be ready to serve. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or His words. A, always be ready to serve. Now we'll do a short little portion here in Romans. We are in Romans 3. I do want to definitely make this clear. So I want to make sure we don't miss this part. I want to kind of go over verse 9 again and make sure nobody misunderstands it. And we're going to get into the depth of it in the next little bit. But verse 9 in Romans 3 says, well then, are we Jews better than others? No, not at all. For we have already shown that all people, whether Jews or Gentiles, are under the power of sin. As it says, no one is good, no, not even one. No one has real understanding. No one is seeking God. All have turned away from God. All have gone wrong. No one does good, not even one. Wow! That's a heavy-duty indictment. Listen, I want you to understand what Paul's saying. This is in regards to salvation. This is in regards to anybody doing right or seeking God apart from God bringing them to do that. In other words, everybody's a sinner. Whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, you're under the power of sin. Nobody good, not even one. No one has understanding. While the Jews have a favorable position because they were chosen as the special people of God initially, when it comes to sin and sinfulness, nobody can stand. Not you, not me, not a Gentile, not any Jewish person, not any human being, except for Jesus Christ, the only righteous person who ever lived on the planet. Everybody else has been stained, and that one stain, or a million stains, like it is for me, that separates a person from God, unless the redemptive work of Jesus Christ is applied to their lives. So when it says no one seeks, that is independent of God, and that is on your own righteousness, nobody does it. No flesh shall glory before his presence. No one is righteous apart from the righteousness that God provides through Jesus Christ. Wow. That's just the start. Can you imagine where we're going from there? All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
I'm not going to do an overriding teaching that will make the Baptists or the Church of Christ proud, so neither one of you groups can be all excited about this because that's not the purpose of this. Here's where we're picking it up. As verse 34 ends, the eunuch asks Philip, what was Isaiah talking about, himself or someone else? Verse 35 from Acts chapter 8 says, Philip began with the same scripture and then began to tell him about the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, there is some water. Why can't I be baptized? So let's just stop right there. When Philip was explaining the gospel to the eunuch, he had to include the understandings or the teachings of baptism, or the eunuch never would have said, why can't I be baptized? He never would have said it, never would have come up, unless Philip had brought that information to light. In multiple translations, it then says, you can, Philip answered, if you believe with all your heart. And the eunuch replied, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is often known as believer's baptism. Some texts will show this in the footnote. I disagree that it should be reduced to the footnote. I think it's a part of the text. I would not fellowship with you over that. I just think it is a part of the text because he asks a very pointed question. And in this exchange, Philip is giving a very pointed answer. So he's like, well, there's some water. I want to be baptized. I want to respond to the gospel. I want to say yes. And Philip responds by saying, you can. You can get baptized. As long as you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can be baptized. Now, why that's important is because this is the difference between many different groups about who can be baptized. Some people think, well, a child can be baptized. Yeah, but a child can't believe in Jesus, so then how can a child be baptized? That's the argument, okay? Those, again, those are not fellowship issues. Those are disagreements. You know, I spent 10 minutes talking about understanding who's got the Spirit of God and who doesn't have the Spirit of God. When you have a difference of application of Scripture, that person's not an evil person. They're not some kind of demonic whatever. They see something different than you. Okay. They're genuinely in a relationship with Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is what redeems us. They are acknowledging their heavenly Father, praying, our Father who art thou in heaven. They drink of the same Holy Spirit. They come to a different conclusion. Yeah. What else is new? Does everybody think McDonald's is the best fast food? Are you kidding? There's only a few people.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. I hope you're ready for this one. Here it is. Here you go. Who is this person? I anointed David, and I was the last of the judges in Israel. I anointed David, and I was the last of the judges in Israel. Who am I? Am I Elijah, Samuel, or Jonathan? I anointed David, and I was one of the last judges. Actually, I was the last of the judges in Israel. Who am I? Am I Elijah? Am I Samuel? Or am I Jonathan? If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So there's a lot of opportunity there. I'll send you to the website in the next segment. I do have one joke that is a longer joke, not the style that Jacob loves, but Jacob will endure in this one, won't you, brother? He'll be able to put up with this, as this is a little longer and much more thought-provoking. Are you ready for this one? Here we go. Wait, somebody is calling. Maybe you'll get spared the joke. I don't know. I haven't just... Nope, you're not going to get spared the joke. They're going to have to wait. You're telling a joke over a caller? Yes, I am right now. Here we go. All right. Get ready. Listen, a man asked his wife, "What would you most like for your birthday?" She said, "Oh, I'd love to be 10 again." He comes up with a plan, and on the morning of her birthday, he takes her to a theme park. They rode every ride in the park together. Lunchtime soon came, so into McDonald's they went, where she was given a Big Mac with French fries and a milkshake. After lunch, he took her to a movie theater to watch the latest movie for kids, complete with popcorn and soda. At last, she staggered home with her husband and collapsed into bed. Her husband leaned over and asked her, "So, sweetheart, what was it like being 10 again?" And she looked at him and said, "Actually, I meant my dress size." Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty funny. I meant my dress size. Okay. Send the person through on the trivia question. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Gary. How are you feeling?
Well, about the same, but I'll just keep praying.
All right. Did you get a chance to try the certificate?
I haven't tried it yet. I am going to try it pretty soon, but not.
Okay.
I haven't tried it yet.
My wife also told me that if that doesn't work, there is a number on the back of the card itself that you could be able to do that other thing we discussed.
Yeah, but that number is not all on there.
Yeah, I guess that's the weird part.
You just got the 8 on there, and the rest of the number is cut off.
No, that's not good. All right, well, just do the way we've talked about it. I think you'll be fine. I'm pretty sure it'll work for you. But if not, we'll get you taken care of, so don't worry about that. All right,
okay.
Here we go. Here's our triv question. Pretty straightforward. I was the last of the judges in Israel, and I anointed David. Who am I? Am I Elijah, Samuel, or Jonathan?
I believe you're Samuel.
That is correct, Amundo, sir! You are right. That is exactly right, my brother. And so that's the last of the great judges. Do you remember that big thing he did when they blew it with Saul? Remember that sign that he called in the non-spring, in the non-time of rain, he called for thunder and rain? I think that's a very intense sign where he was like, okay, it's going to thunder and rain right now, and you're going to figure out you're wrong. And then he calls that out, and it happens. I think that's a pretty powerful. That's a pretty powerful sign to be like, uh-oh, indicted for sure. All right, my brother, let me pray over you, and then, like I said, you keep me posted. You have you can text me or email me or just reach out to me directly by phone. Okay, but let me pray over you. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now and lift up my precious brother Gary. And Lord, I just thank you for my brother. I ask you to bless him. I ask you to encourage him. I do. I ask you to encourage him. Don't let him get discouraged. The opposite. Let him be encouraged. And let him find a continuance of persistency and faith, believing that it only takes a moment for a miracle in everybody's life, including his. And we pray that you would bless him in all the different realms he needs help in the financial realms and other ways that people can help and he can be helped. But Lord, we ask you to bring healing power into his body. We ask you to heal him in his mind, sure. His heart, yes. But in his body. Because it's clear in 1 Peter 2:24. It's clear in Exodus 15:26. It's clear that it's not by power or by might, but by your spirit. And we ask you to pour that upon his body and bring health and restoration and newness of life into him. We lift up our brother and we ask you to bless him in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I've been praying for all of you. I'll continue to pray for you, and God bless you.
God bless you too, brother. All right, bye-bye. Okay. All right, let me go back into the Romans text. I'm going to say something that people aren't going to like, but that's part of the fun too. Okay, here we go. Back to that portion where it says, no, not one is righteous. Verse 11 in Romans 3, everybody's like going, yes, I don't like this portion very much, Dave. It's the word of God. You, whether it gives you an owie or not doesn't change its truth, right? Verse 11, no one has real understanding. No one is seeking God. All have turned away from God. All have gone wrong. No one does good. No, not even one. Wow. Their talk is foul, like the stench from an open grave. Their speech is filled with lies. The poison of the deadly snake drips from their lips. The mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. That is a heavy-duty indictment against humanity, isn't it? Here's the thing I want to make sure you get. Yeah, I hear what they say all the time, both in academia, both in the government, both in the media, and in Hollywood and all these things. Well, man is basically good and basically makes the right choice. You know, man is basically good. No, he's not. No, he's not. There is definitive proof that human beings are not inherently good. Well, when a scripture says there's none righteous, no, not one, apart from Jesus Christ, no person has lived a sinless life. I'll just make this clear so that nobody can miss it, what Jesus said. Jesus said this, if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Verse 13 of Luke 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father? Stop right there. Jesus said, if you, people, humans, the difference is between human and divine. It's between God and man. And Jesus goes, well, if you, being human, are evil, well, man is basically good. No, man is not basically good. No, not one. Apart from Christ, nobody's righteous. Everybody in the Old Testament, Dave, pointing towards Jesus Christ. But everybody in the New Testament, Dave, pointing back to Jesus Christ. The center of human time is on the cross, the burial, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So much so that whether people admit it or not, it's our calendar. What a testimony from God. And here's the bottom line. There is good in you, but you are not basically good. You are basically a sinner. It's not that no good exists in you. It's just that the evil, sinful part of you, apart from Christ, reigns over the good part. Man has moments of good. He's not basically good. You see that difference? It's a huge difference. That's why mankind needs to be saved. That's what it is. Everybody's a sinner. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. Oh, okay. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at year end indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously, or in Proverbs where it teaches that a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can, right here on KAAM.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family trauma specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, they go through this, they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this? And what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. I mean, until he blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly, and that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finished my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question that we're going to send you out to the website, which we have not done yet throughout the show. Doing the best I can here, folks. Okay, here we go. Little tougher. Who is this person? I was great-grandmother of King David. Naomi was my mother-in-law. Who am I? Am I Deborah? Am I Ruth? Or am I Naomi? I was great-grandmother of King David. And Naomi was my mother-in-law. Who am I? Am I Deborah? Am I Ruth? Or am I Naomi? If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. First time I've done that today. Let me explain something very carefully to everybody.
Radio rent is due.
I cannot say that any different.
Radio rent is due.
If you can give, that'd be great. If you can't, don't worry about it. Be praying for us. We'd greatly appreciate it. By the way, on the website is access to the audiobooks for Apple and for Android, for Mac and for PC. So just check it out on the website, plus a place to give. Here's our scripture, 2 Corinthians 8:3, for I testify according to their ability and beyond their ability. They gave of their own accord. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
That's right. You can't touch this. All right.
It's been a while since we've heard that one.
I know, and I love that one. It's such a good one. It's just so good. All right, your trivia question. Who is this person? I was great-grandmother of King David. That's a good one right there. Naomi was my mother-in-law. Who am I? Am I Deborah? Am I Ruth? Or am I Naomi? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. So I wasn't going to do this, but I guess I will, and this will not win me a lot of fans. But as many people know, there are some events that are being anticipated for up and coming in the next couple of weeks that people think are going to be seismic shifts in life. And here is my response. Good. We're looking for something more. No. Here's the bottom line. If something comes of up and coming events in the sky, so be it. If nothing comes of it, so be it. Where are your eyes? Where is your heart? I will not be afraid. The Lord is my helper. Right? Okay. That is my only response. It doesn't bother me whether you're for, pro, against, what I could care less. Are you pro Jesus? Good. Stay that way. That's my comment. Right? Where are your eyes? Where do we look to help from? Our help comes from the Lord. Right? Okay. Let's do our history, real brief history today. Let's do history.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right, today is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day. That's as bad as Have a Bad Day Day, isn't it?
That's definitely the worst one I've ever heard so far.
Make up your own holiday day. Anybody, you can text in or call in if you got your own little holiday. That's pretty good. I would say
Happy David Spoon Experience Day.
There you go. Hey, that's not bad.
March 26th from now on.
All right. Happy the David Spoon Experience Day. Okay. There you go. Today is National Spinach Day. Okay. All right. I really disliked spinach earlier, but then after watching Popeye for so long, I learned to like it more.
I love spinach.
Okay, there you go. Yep. National Nougat Day. Nougat for like that. And National No Homework Day, which is much better when I was doing my doctorate. It's like
But I would have cheered if I was still in school, but yeah. Now
it's over now. It doesn't matter. Listen to this. This is one of those weird things. First use of the term fans. In 1889, the Kansas Times and Star uses the term to describe baseball followers, calling them fans.
That's interesting.
That's a really interesting piece right there. All right, to the triv and to the text. I got a lot of people who are not happy about me. They're upset. You should be more. Look, if something phenomenal happens and the Lord returns, praise the Lord. If nothing happens and you have the next day, praise the Lord. Are you not supposed to in everything give thanks? That's just all I'm saying. Who is this? I was a great-grandmother of King David. Naomi was my mother-in-law. Who am I? Basically, am I Deborah or am I Ruth? That is the question. Your possible reach out to us is 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. Back to the texts we go. I will tell you, we are now rounding the corner. And what does that mean? We're rounding the corner for people to understand that Paul has spent all his time in Romans 1, 2, and 3 with some scattering of salt of beautiful, loving statements, but he spent all his time saying The Gentiles are sinners, the Jews are sinners, and then in chapter 3, universally, everybody is a sinner. I want you to understand the premise of the book. He's trying to say, you know, you guys are all sinners. You know, the Jewish people, they're sinners too. You know, Gentiles, Jews, all sinners. And then in chapter 3, it's like, everybody's a sinner. And apart from Christ, there's big trouble. Now, we're getting into the wind down. He's almost done talking about that harder stuff, but we have to finish it. Before you get the good news, you got to hear the bad news, and that's just the truth. I like what Dr. Robert Jeffers said when he said, you know, there's nothing wrong with preaching the good news, but the bad news helps you understand the good news. And the bad news is you're a sinner. That's the bad news. Good news, Jesus can help. All right, before we get to that, somebody is on the line. Is that correct? Answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to? Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, thank you for calling the show. That's such a blessing. Thank you so much for doing that.
Well, you are a blessing to me.
Oh, thank you. That's very, very sweet. Now, you ready for the trip? I'm gonna set it up for you, give you some of the answers, and then you give me the right one, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. I was a great-grandmother of King David, and Naomi was my mother-in-law. Who am I? Am I Deborah?
Ruth.
Or Naomi. Say it again. Say it again.
Ruth.
Ruth is correct! You are right!
Good. I love being right.
That's great! God bless you. Me too. I love that. That's a great statement. I was going to give another hint by saying there's a little bit of a candy bar connection if you like baby. And then I thought, no, I'll just wait. So excellent job, and thank you for being a first-time caller. That's such a blessing.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. God bless.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. That was great. Phenomenal. Great job, Charlotte. Great, great job. All right. Let's go into this. I got to do this. People are like, okay, well, when do we get to the more cool stuff? Well, you got to get through this stuff first. That's part of the understanding. Here we go. Here's the statement. Oh, this is tough. So I don't want you to think it's not tough. It is tough. Here's what it says. There's poison there. Their talk is foul like stench from the open grave. Their speech is filled with lies. Remember that passage where it says that God be true, but every man a liar. That's Romans 3:4. That's earlier on. The poison of a deadly snake drips from their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Listen, that applies to a lot of people. I just want to point that out, bitterness. They're quick to commit murder. They wherever they go, destruction and misery follow. They do not know what true peace is, and they have no fear of God to restrain them. There it is. There it goes. They do not know what true peace is. What do you do when you don't know what true peace is? What do people do? They medicate. They do anything else. I'm not just talking about using drugs or alcohol. They do anything else to bring them peace, which is amazing because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and the Prince of Peace is in charge of peace. They do not know what true peace is. You know what that means? That means that they're operating under a false peace. People who go around and mock God and mock Christians and belittle and those dumb Christians, blah, 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 blah. They have no actual peace. They have a fake peace. It's fake. And it says they have no fear of God to restrain them. You ever heard the expression, if it feels good, do it? Basically, a whole treaty was written in Russia about 1913 or 1923. I can't quite remember. It's one of those. Where this philosophy was crystallized. If it feels good, do it. If it feels good to you, it must be okay because it feels good. You know that people who commit mass murder say that they've done the interviews and the studies, that it's the feeling of the control and the power. So wait a minute. So if it feels good, do it? That's not right. And there is no fear of God to restrain them. You know what keeps us in check? We know that when it's done, we will face God. Not going to be turned off like a television set, never to be plugged in again. When you and I die, we will face God and have to give an account. Those that have acknowledged and surrendered to the testimony of Jesus will lean fully on the grace and mercy of God granted. Those that do not will be judged according to their works, and that will not go well for anybody. Get that? They have no fear of God to restrain them. When people are going nutty like that, they have no fear of God. Think of that. That's really, really intense. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away. That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe. This September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey. This book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here.
Absolutely.
In the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
If Jesus. Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I do want to do some prayer for some people before we do anything else. We're going to pray for Lewis's wife and his, I think it's his daughter-in-law and his grandkids. Not feeling too good. People are having some big struggles, as well as we want to pray again for Jacob, who is the grandchild of a friend of Will. And so we just want to make sure we get a chance to pray for these people. So let's do that real briefly before we do anything else. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. We are so privileged to be connected to you, so honored to be your children. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you have for each one of us. It's greater than we know, but every time we get a little bit closer, Lord, we get a better grasp of it. I want to lift up Lewis's wife and daughter-in-law and the grandkids. People are having some real struggles in their bodies, as well as Jacob, who's recovering from a massive accident. And we are just asking that by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we think, Lord, of your word in Zechariah 4:6, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. We ask that the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead would touch these people. We ask that you would send your Holy Spirit upon their bodies, into their bodies, in the name of Jesus, and bring healing in ways that we cannot even understand. We ask you to be Jehovah Rapha. We ask you, Lord God, because you're willing and because you have compassion. We ask you because of the stripes that were laid upon Jesus. We ask you for the healing power of God to touch these lives. We can't do it, but you can do it, and we believe you can do it. Please do it. Blew that very thing for them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, wanted to pray for them. Here's your last trivia question. Get ready. This should not be that hard. In fact, it should be relatively easy. I was blind for 3 days, and I was present at Stephen's death. Your reference point, Acts 9, 8 through 9, Acts 7, 58 and 59. Who am I? Am I Zebedee? Am I Hannah, or am I Paul? Who is that? Am I Hannah? Am I Zebedee, or am I Saul? Shouldn't be Paul, should be Saul. I was blind for 3 days. I was present at Stephen's death, Acts 9, 8 through 9, and Acts 7, 58 and 59. If you think you know the answer, let me just make this very clear. You can reach out to us. You can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Also, you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. So, X7, 58 and 59, X9, 8 and 9. I was blind for 3 days. I was present at Stephen's death. Who am I? Hannah, Zebedee, or Saul? Who am I? Reach out to us if you know somebody is on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Popeye.
Hi, Popeye. How's the spinach?
Oh, no, it's very delicious.
It's very
and
green.
Energetic.
All right, my brother. Here we go. You ready? You got to let me get through the question and then you answer. I was blind for 3 days. I was present at Stephen's death. Am I Hannah, Zebedee, or Saul?
A person who was going on a road to Damascus, I believe it says Saul.
That is correct, Amundo! Right, you are. Solaroni, that is correct. How's it going, bro?
Good. I was very encouraged and touched by the person who gave the testimony, her interaction or encounter with that Muslim Lyft or what, an Uber driver. So,
yep.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal,
I'll
right?
I'll be praying for her.
Yes. Do so.
Rosaline?
That's Rosalind. Rosalind and Robert. That's correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to keep her in my prayer that may the Lord bless her and give her the comfort and his word.
That's excellent. That's what we need. And that's what we want from the audience, too, is the people that are listening. It's like, God, people don't understand. When you find out, well, who's my neighbor when the lawyer asks that, then Jesus tells that story. The story makes it clear that anybody that God brings into your universe is your neighbor. That's the person that's your neighbor, according to the way Jesus taught it. So there you go. So that's why we want people in the audience praying for Rosalind and Robert and for our little brother, who's an awesome little brother. Yay, little brother! Definitely Yay. Be praying for our Samson, okay? All right, how are you doing in general?
I'm doing well, yeah.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Praying
it is well
for
with
the people
your soul.
That I committed, and also for you and your family, and little Isran and his mom, dad, and sibling.
Yes, yeah. That'd be great. That would be awesome. Pray for my wifey. She's
yes,
she's having,
I am
having some I struggle am. There at work, which is makes for fun. Anyway, I'll just leave that there. No.
And also for the finances for your ministry.
Yes,
so.
Please, I would appreciate that greatly. Yes,
so.
Awesome, bro.
Well, thank you, big brother.
Great brother.
We both won't be going anywhere.
Yeah. God bless, brother.
Yeah. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let me finish off with this last little bit, and then we'll, because what picks up next week is the, you know, we get into Romans 3:21. It's phenomenal. All right. Verse 19 in Romans. I only got a couple minutes. Let me get to it. Obviously, the law applies to those who to whom it was given for its purpose. Oh, we're going to find out what the purpose of the law is to keep people from having excuses and to bring the entire world into judgment before God. Did you know that was the purpose of the law? Verse 20, for no one can ever be made right in God's sight by doing what the law commands. For the more we know God's law, the clearer it becomes that we aren't obeying it. That passage is so powerful. And I'll probably rehash it next week. Here's what it's saying. The closer you understand the law, the more you understand, whoa, I am far away. Guess what? The closer you get to Jesus, the closer you get to the bright light of God Almighty, the more you see in reflection some of the stuff in you that is not that pretty. You see, when you first get saved, you don't see it as much because you're just doing the unload. But the more and more you get closer to the Lord, the more and more you draw closer to Him, the more those things are revealed. So in the exact same way, the purpose of the law was to keep people from having excuses before God. The law makes it clear, nope, you're not doing it. Nope, you're falling short. Nope, you broke it. Nope, not making it happen. And people are without excuse. There's no excuse left. Because nobody can be made right. Listen to what verse 20 says in Romans 3. No one could ever be made right in God's sight by doing what his law commands. Because you'll always fall short. Wow. Well, where does that leave us? What do we have left? God's solution for righteousness. The life of Jesus Christ. Remember, the truth, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The solution for our struggle in being made right with God is in Jesus Christ, period. Okay? All right. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We'll take a 22-and-a-half-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Who knows what a broken heart will mend? Broken hearts don't...
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.